Let's also turn this morning to Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. I'd like to read this verse and place it before us as really an umbrella or a foundation for us throughout the day, for all of our studies, is really the exercise that is before the brethren as we look at the life of Jehoshaphat and see what the challenge is for us in the day in which we live, an evil day, a day of confusion, a day of many voices in the world around us, and what is the path that the Lord would have for His people, His children, in such a wilderness scene. Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. If we look in the world around us today, it's very evident and it's obvious to us to see that the character of the world is very much as it was in the days of the judges, when every man did that which was right in his own eyes. When we look at professing Christendom, then we see very much this character of the world that has infiltrated the ranks of the testimony that is, should be for Christ, to that which reflects the world, and that every man is doing that which is right in his own eyes. What about for you? What about for me? Has this characteristic infiltrated our thinking? Is the standard that has been placed or that we place before ourselves, this characteristic of the world, every man did that which was right in his own eyes? Or what is the standard that would direct us to the path that the Lord would have us to walk in this day of difficulty and departure from what is taught to us in the Word of God? And when we read Jeremiah 6 and verse 16, really this is the challenge that the prophet would place before the people of God. Stand ye in the ways and see. Really what he's saying here, we're come to a crossroads. There's many paths. There's many voices. When we look at the world around us, one says this, another says something different. And he says to us, who confess Jesus Christ as Lord. At such a crossroad, what is the path to choose? There is one. Which is it? And this is the exercise that would really be placed before us today as we look at the life of Jehoshaphat. What is the path, the practical Christian path in this world that the Lord would have us walk in that would bring testimony and glory unto Him and to direct us and guide us through all that is around us as we wait for His soon return? So as we look at our first study, where we have in Second Chronicles 17, here we have Jehoshaphat, and we've entitled this first study Revival. Here Jehoshaphat established in the things of Jehovah, in the Word of God. Then we find in our as we go to the second half of our first study, that we're going to see that Jehoshaphat is like each one of us. And how do we learn from this for me and apply this to myself, that there is failure, there is a weakness on the part of Jehoshaphat? And then in our second study, we come to restoration. And where would the Lord bring us back to? There may be, and there is, consequences. But what is the path that would lead us back into the path that he would direct us in, where he would receive the glory and that he would give us the strength to walk in? So this is the challenge, and this is really the exercise that we have before us today, as we seek from these scriptures to learn for us and to be challenged. What is the practical path that we ought to be walking in for the glory and praise of Christ in this scene where he has been rejected?